Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To the best 2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on Grid Radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache, glasses, and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving. I keep it moving.
But here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
yeah,
right
but for
now.
North. And the dream team of callers.
Right? I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too.
It was easy.
It feels good.
It was, wasn't it? Man.
I listen to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players' props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub Show, man, and I have been addicted.
And let me give a shout-out to my man, JP, holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Away we go here Thursday afternoon on the grid. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Kevin Walsh. This is Moneyline. And it's an action-packed day. You got the NBA tomorrow. It's going to open up free agency. You got some golf playing right now. You have a Major League Baseball game this afternoon that was supposed to start. But thank you, Canada, because we have wildfires. We're in a delay in Pittsburgh because of Canadian wildfires, Kevin. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, I don't know if I'm going to.
I mean, lose your mind. Come on now.
Canada.
Come on.
Yeah,
lose your mind, though.
That's probably not how I'm going to approach it here, but. That is an unfortunate situation. You hate to see that, but all good. We're how long is the delay? Like the game's canceled, or
no,
is it like
no?
A
but
bit?
Exactly. This is what I don't understand. Now listen. Now hold on. Now my mind starts to spin early here. It's a 20-minute delay. So that leads me to believe is they probably made some calls to helicopters. No, you know. Takes about 20 minutes to get maybe 10 or 15 of them to fly over,
ready to
spin them around the ball yard there, and there you go. By the way, did you used to see, and I don't know what exactly sporting event this was, but I do remember they would bring in helicopters for like an NFL field, like if it got really saturated like the day before, and use that as like a big fan. It could happen. We can blow the smoke right on out of here. A couple of helicopters, we play this baseball game, no problem.
Yeah, I think that's how that works. I'm sure of it.
Yeah,
man, I'm sure of it.
Yep, we got a big day today to go over a lot of fun. Major League Baseball, though, all throughout the afternoon, and no surprise here, the gambling suspensions have come down. And just reading Adam Schefter's tweet here, nobody's really. Oh, my goodness, we never heard of this guy. It's going to have a massive impact, obviously, other than Calvin Ridley's coming back this year to the Jacksonville Jaguars. But it looks like, what, Isaiah Rodgers, Rashad Berry, Demetrius Taylor, C.J. Moore, Quintez Cephas, and Shaka Toney. Those are the guys that have all gotten one full-year suspensions, which, again, include Calvin Ridley. 6 games because these guys bet at work but not on the NFL. Nicholas Pettit-Frere? Jameson Williams and Stanley Berryhill. My takeaway from this is, Kevin, thank goodness the really good players don't gamble in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, it would obviously become a much, much, much bigger story if a top player was suspended for this. I don't know if... I think the conversation around that would get quite nauseating for folks like you and I and probably a lot of our listeners as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think if all of a sudden name a starting quarterback was betting on games, people's reaction. See, again, your thought process is, man, how does this impact this team moving forward? And instead, people are going to go up game film and be like, now where were games being thrown? Which I just, again, don't believe is the case. The NFL is aware of optically how important this is to be strict on, and they clearly are, Don. They're clearly being very strict about this, and I think that's for the best.
Yes, because you see around like, oh, man, this guy can beat his wife, or this guy can, you know, get caught with a gun at an airport. He gets 3 games, 2 games, 1 game. These guys, they're betting $50, and they're getting suspended a whole year. Yeah, because you have to understand the one thing that the NFL integrity can get penetrated by is the equivalent of they're rigging this game. And a game that we're supposed to have a fair shot and cheer on, the refs are throwing the game. The quarterback's throwing the game. They're betting on their own teams, therefore having an impact. It's absolutely paramount that you can't let that happen. But again, I want, now, you know, sometimes you get a little devious on the backside. You say to yourself with the NFL, now hold on now. Patrick Mahomes, man, you're at the facility here. You threw down a couple shekels on the Kansas State basketball game here last offseason. Now, we'll willing to look the other way. Just don't do it again. And then you go, hey, Rashad Berry. Can't do that, man. Can't do that, brother. You're out of here.
Just flinch.
Yeah.
Well, just pin it on someone
exactly.
else. Someone else logged
exactly.
into the phone.
Yes, correct. Oh, like, hey, do you have any excuses here, Patrick, you can come up with betting on Kansas State tonight? I don't know. I was just talking to it with Demetrius. Who? Demetrius? Yeah, you know what? Get him on the phone. He's out of here.
that's
a fall guy.
Yeah. I mean, again, and I'm hoping that that's not what kind of this comes out to. But is this a Colts thing, Donnie? Like, is this going to be like one of those, like, a team didn't take the rules seriously there? Like, I wonder how often, you know, NFL, because you know how organizations always try and hammer home certain things to their players. Like, I wonder if there maybe were some organizations that constantly send out reminders to players about how serious this is.
Yeah, it's serious like this, too, because the Colts a minute ago just said, yeah, we just waived Rashad Berry and Isaiah Rodgers. So see you guys. They're out the door at this point. And again, it matters if you're a really good football player. Calvin really got suspended a year, and Atlanta's like, hey, man, get yourself some help. We'll see you next year, or maybe you can help us out in the future. We're not cutting you. You crazy? The Rashad Berry and Isaiah Rodgers? We will never stand for this, says the NFL or the Indianapolis Colts. No way would we let guys get stopped. It. If that was your – is that Anthony Richardson bet on Florida basketball or Florida baseball in the College World Series? He would not be cut from that team. 2 hours? Yeah, we got you covered. It's Donnie Kevin right here on Moneyline in the afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Grid Radio Network.
Hour number one, full effect here. You want to get your phone calls in? Come on now. It's baseball throughout the afternoon. By the way, there's a game at 2:10, which is really interesting to me. It's the Guardians and the Royals, which we'll get to in just a little. Is it actually, hold on. Is that the game I eyed up? Yes, it was. Excuse me. Got confused there for a second at this point. Phone lines 844-843-6879 if you want to get through. And as always, we're ready to rock here. But a lot of topics throughout. And also, as I watch, like, you know, at ESPN on my monitors, you know, the NFL Network. We're sort of in that holding pattern. But tomorrow, I think it can get a little bit interesting because the start of NBA free agency, things might not go down like right away. And there's only really maybe a few things that we're really looking for at the top. But I do think like rumor season is going to get fired up overnight. And as we were talking about this morning, like let's just say like a James Harden per se. He can opt in, opt out, and what those numbers are going to be. I don't think we wait long on guys like James Harden, but we might wait a little bit longer on guys like Dame. Now, throughout the past, you know, this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like Joe and I just, like every day something popped up which angered me more on Damian Lillard. Like, it's now at the point, like, because the report that we were really getting after was, now hold on, like, Dame hasn't even spoke to the organization nor him in months. I'm saying this is the stupidest bit of information I've ever heard in my life. Dame's been there since, what, 2012, whatever it is? And you lead me to believe, like, both camps, his camp and the team's camp are in the dark about what he wants to do and what the team's future will be, Kevin? And all I said to myself was, the team already made a decision, Kevin.
They didn't trade the number three pick. They drafted the next great thing they hope in town. So if Dame's like, hey, I don't know what they're doing. No, no, no. You know what they're doing. It's like, Kevin, we're bringing another person on to host the early line. And it's like, well, hold on now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, let's talk about this. No, no, no. They already talked about it. That's why they made that decision. Like Dame Lillard, I mean, he's got to be me. It's almost 100% he's moved. But I'm getting angrier by the day at Dame actually thinking that, number one, he's calling the shots, and number two, like, oh, we'll talk about it and we'll see what's what. Stop.
So I think that the whole thing is totally nuts, right? I think the one thing that you just said there, I wonder if Portland thinks as well. Like, Dame's like, I'll tell you right now, they use that third pick. I'm requesting out. And the Blazers are like, look, man, all we got to do is hit a three. We take our guy, and Lillard's going to request out. We're not the bad guys. We don't lose any leverage. They drafted three, and Lillard goes, I tell you, man, not happy about it. But I see what you do this offseason. They're like, oh, my God, we can't get rid of this guy. All right. Let's put out there that we've had a bunch of opportunities to get a bunch of different stars, Zion, Ingram, Paul George, and let's say that we turned all of them down. And let's see what Lillard has to say to that. Lillard's like, man, my perfect offseason, Jeremy Grant, Draymond Green. Oh my God. They're like, this guy can't be serious. This is what he wants? Like, he wants Jeremy Grant, who he had last year, did nothing with, and he wants to add Draymond, which, by the way, is not even possible based on, like, how the financials will all have to line up here. This guy's out of it. Well, what do we – like, I wonder if Portland, Donnie, is sad to, like, we can't get this guy to ask out. Like, we're begging him to ask out. I don't know what's going on here. We're going to have to tell him that Scoot Henderson is wearing his number next season at this
point.
I'm telling
you.
Crazy.
I really thought, like, Ballsack Sports got me, Kevin. Like, sometimes they get in, like, the Onion-type articles. When I saw, it's like, you know, my dream scenario is old man Draymond, Jeremy Grant, and me. That's the rebuild, or that's the team that's going to challenge in the Western Conference. I don't know what to believe anymore out of Portland, but I do like the fact that they didn't think, you know what, let's rebuild around again Dame, or excuse me, let's not rebuild, let's build around Dame. Let's go out and get Zion, and everything's going to be good. And I say to myself, okay, great, you might make the play-in next year. That's a great rebuild, and rebuild on the fly with Dame. Just move on. You could, and as you said, the treasure trove is there right now for Dame. There is a team like the Miami Heat or the Philadelphia 76ers. You bring in three teams where Dame goes, hey, here's my three teams I want to go to. They will give you a treasure trove if they have it right off the bat, Kevin. And the fact that they're just going to – and again, I think this is going to play out well. But I do think Dame's camp is going to craft this as he's like the martyr in the deal. Like, you know what? I didn't want to leave, but I love Portland so much. It's going to help them as well. Stop the madness, Dame. Like, you're getting on my nerves now at this point.
Yeah, no, I think genuinely, I really do believe that this stuff is getting on most people's nerves because of how obvious this feels, which I mean this. Lillard is actually so frustrated with Portland, he pretended to be interested. That way they would make poor decisions throughout the rest of the free. Why are the Blazers trying to pay Jeremy Grant $35 million a season for multiple years?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. But again, like, this idea, and this is the one thing that has been, I think, a little different with this cycle, Donnie, is the rumors around a Damian Lillard moving started earlier than usual because of them having the third pick.
Yeah.
Usually we would have kind of been able to wait on trading a guy like Dame, but because so much of it was centered around the fact that they accidentally or on purpose had this incredible trade asset, like the first time they actually could have finally got Damian Lillard help, they again showed Damian what they think about that plan with kind of no mixed words about it. And it's why we've now been talking about this for so long, because the second the lottery happened, we were like, okay, well, they're going to obviously just reset with Scoot Henderson. And every day, the Blazers basically prove they're looking to reset. And Lillard's like, I can't wait to see what their plan is.
Yes, it's always changed based on what they're doing, where he changes the optics for himself as well. Let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. Jordan from Phoenix calling in here on the eve of NBA free agency. Talk to us, Jordan. What do you got?
What's going on, fellas? I actually just heard a report that Kyrie Irving is going to be meeting with the Phoenix Suns. I want to get what do you both feel on that? How, first off, how could they even sign him, K-Dub, with all the money?
There you go.
Yeah, it would be close to impossible. Probably would, well, realistic. Well, they have to happen to a sign and trade, right? Which is something the Mavericks have said they will not do. And I've questioned whether or not they'll actually hold firm on that. But I really believe that Cuban would say, no, I'm not helping you get to Phoenix. Like, I'll help you maybe get to X, Y, or Z, but I'm not sending you to Phoenix there. I think this is kind of just a little double down on leverage from Kyrie Irving, to be honest with you, to ensure that Dallas gives him the maximum amount of dollars, which would be 5 years, $272 million. I don't know if he's going to get that full max, but I'll tell you this. He's going to get a lot more money than people thought when things were falling apart in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I don't understand why if I was Dallas, I wouldn't trade him to Phoenix anyway. You know, like you just said, they're in the same division. That would be like almost a boneheaded move. And the next thing you know, they're putting it beating Dallas's ass for the next 3 years. You know, so. But Donnie, same game parlay. You know what that was? That was a smack last
Dude,
night.
That was beautiful.
Like the first inning, I think we were pretty much just chilling.
Yeah. Awesome. And that's the time, Jordan, too, I get angry at myself for not taking it RBI. Like, I went hits instead of RBI. I'm like, I'm stupid. I'm like, hold on now. I just won. Like, I can't be that stupid. Loved it. So, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, you smacked, man. That was like I said, first inning. I wasn't even sweating. I was just kicking back, winner. And then want to run this. I did this 16 parlay. I didn't even really know until this morning. I woke up. I have an extra 300 in the account. I did a nail over 7.5Ks. I got lucky on the Astros. Phillies, Guardians, lucky on the Rays, and the Yankees. Sometimes better be lucky than good. So, let's go.
Love it. There you go.
And then you guys know the drill, the best show on the grid. I appreciate you taking my calls. JP's the man behind the scenes, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good one.
Great stuff there. There we go. Jordan checking in at the top of the show. By the way, Kevin, I think I'm starting a new trend here, right? You heard what he just said.
Okay.
You bet a couple games, you go to sleep, you wake up, because you go to sleep early. We all go to sleep early out here. You wake up and you check the account, and that's your excitement level. You have no idea what happened. By the way, one last, there was a, I had a Freddie Freeman prop, which there was a profit boost on the FanDuel Sportsbook. So Freddie was like minus 120, boosted like plus 120. It's the only game I didn't know about. So I woke up in the morning, and the very last RBI in that game was from Freddie Freeman, 444. I'm like, yeah, that's right, baby. That's the way it goes down. Man, starting a new trend out here in these streets. Better start profiting off it as well. Are we ready to go? San Diego, Pittsburgh? The helicopters came in and cleared it all out. We'll talk about it next, right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Solid Major League Baseball card today, but still keeping it with the NBA right now because Jordan from Phoenix called in, brought up a pretty interesting point. You want to talk about a super team out in Phoenix, basically what they already have there, with the star power now with Bradley Beal coming over, maybe now adding a Kyrie Irving. So before we do that, KW, you've been waiting for this drop. You haven't had a chance to hear this yet. I'm like, I have very keen ears, and I'm always locked in at all times, even in the commercial breaks. I don't think anybody at the Sports Grid Network heard this. But again, the listeners have probably heard this drop a good 15 times over the past week. Now, your ears haven't heard this. Victor Wembanyama is the best prospect that we've seen in the NBA, maybe since LeBron James. We knew he was coming for a year straight. And I always preface this by saying, I get names wrong all the time. But there's sometimes like, hey, you're going over a baseball card. Like, who's this guy? You know, Josh Lalo. Okay, that's understandable there. Or a pitcher from like the Dominican that's getting a call up like Bello, right? Bello. Who, if you said Bello, 99% of the callers or listeners wouldn't even say bat an eye at that. Neither would I for the most part. JP, hit K-Dub with this pronunciation.
Victor Wembanyama.
Oh, man.
I mean, come and talk to me. I mean, talk to me about that. Talk to me about that, because I didn't get your take on this yet. As somebody like, again, let me preface how I heard this. I want to say it was like, let's just say last Wednesday, right? You're off. And I'm just like, you know, doing some notes or just, you know, drifting off. And I heard that, and I said to my, no, hold on and stop that tape. No, hold on. It might have been Friday. Was it Friday? It might have been Friday, I want to say. Yeah, okay, because it was Christian that got it. And I said, Christian, behind the scenes, I said, did you hear that? He goes, no, what?
I said, if you can, just please go back and pull that. And he's like, yeah, that's not our update guy. It's just like the guy that, you know, SiriusXM uses. I said, we're not really disparaging the guy, but I need to hear that again to see if I actually heard that correctly. And again, JP, play it one more time here.
Victor Wembanyama.
I mean, just tremendous. Like, the number one pick in the draft. Not like you said, hey, Kevin, the Bulls just got Victor Wembanyama from the Sudan at, like, 39. Like, nobody would even, like, ever hear the guy again. But that caught me so off guard. Like, it stopped me in my tracks. And I had to do, like, a segment on it because I loved it.
I got to go back and listen to the segment. I got to tell you, that is I guess if we're shooting, I have no room to slander. Like, do I know how to say Victor Wembanyama? Yes. But that's, I don't know if that's because I'm just more so locked in on basketball. Maybe it's because, again, as you said, we had a lot of time to get that right. I mean, this morning, my favorite bet over at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, I mean, I almost hit a CB and just let people kind of, you know, flip through the names and try and figure it out there. So I'm just thinking about karma right now in terms of my response, and I think I want to give this guy an A for effort and almost drop it at that.
But the thing is again, we all say the names wrong, but the reason why it comes up makes it great is because, like, and I try, you know, the guy I went to right away, I was like, look, you hear that and it makes me laugh because I know the pronunciation. I've seen his name for months and months and months on end. It wasn't something that crept up. But the one guy that always caught people off guard and you saw, like, hey, who's starting tonight? Who are you going to bet tonight? Well, I'm looking at the Greek Freak. You didn't just want to say the Greek Freak like it was like just his nickname. You wanted to avoid both his first and his last name from calling him Giannis or Giannis or Antetokounmpo, right? For a long time, people looked at that name going, you know what? Let's just avoid it and call him the Greek Freak. So I get it there. But the fact of the matter is, like, it got hit with that. And sometimes, Kevin, we've all been here as well. You can look up the pronunciation of a name. Lights, camera, action. And you know, within three sentences, you got to hit this name off. You got it written down phonetically. And when you get to the name, still jack it up.
Well, what now? The amount of times that I've been locked in solid, ready to go on something, and then we get there, and I just hit it with, like, the old pronunciation that before I got the correct one. It's all the time, right? Like, Jairus Walker, a.k.a. Jairus Walker, the Houston Cougar who was drafted by the Indiana Pacers. Like, I thought it was Jairus. Thought it was Jairus. Found out it's Jairus. It just beating my head up left, right, and center, quite frankly. That name.
Hit the initials.
So, I will say, again, and I shouldn't, but it almost sounds like someone, like, cut out a bit of the Wembanyama pronunciation there. Like, it almost, like, it's like mixed around with one another. Like, it's, like, missing something. It's, man, I could see how for someone like yourself, a big pronunciation guy, that would really catch the attention.
Yes, but it'd be like saying, you know, like Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl and you just jack up Mahomes' name. Like, that's why it's off guard. Like, again, if it was a hockey player we never heard of, you wouldn't even think twice. Like, well, I could see that. But the fact, like, Wembanyama has been coming down the line and you're just like, okay, I got to get ready for this. But again, we've all been there with the cramp going, hey, look, I know this guy's last name. And you're saying, like, I just messed it up again, even though I know what his name is, but I keep going back to what I originally said that name under. I thought it was great as it got brought up because it gave me, like, a whole 15-minute segment to go over wacky names and whatnot, but I couldn't get enough of the same, like the way it was pronounced.
Genuinely, this is the most honest thing I can say, because I don't know. It's not in my nature. Like, I don't know the guy who said that. I don't know how he would feel about you know, slander.
Can we get him on? Who is this?
I have no idea how you did 15 uninterrupted on just slandering
so good.
Guys' weapons.
So good. That's what I'm telling you. It literally caught me so off guard. Like, well, again, like behind the scenes, like JP's back there, like getting water, like during breaks. Like, we don't bother him to do anything. Like, I was, like, I wanted to scream into the microphone, like, Christian, I pray that you're able to pull this. And when he was, like, we played the name like four or five times, like that next segment. And each time you heard it, was like, yeah, you know, Greek Freak and this guy messed this up. And again, there there's no, it's not slandering the person that did it, but it's, some things just catch you so off guard that you have such a good time with. And still this week, like, I remembered it. Like, hey, Kevin, did you hear that this morning? Like, usually you hear in your ear, out the other, in 2 hours, you'll never talk about it again. But when I saw you this morning, like, did you hear that name that got pronounced that way? Like, no. I was like, good, don't. Like, don't go look at it. We got to play it live on the air so I can get that initial reaction. Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, that's it suits your preferences there. I will say, I don't think it's incredibly fair to compare Victor Wembanyama to Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know.
I don't think that's Patrice.
I mean, people jack that up all the time from what I hear on the side. You know what I mean?
I was thinking about that. Just like, is Bazudenhout just like a very normal name in South Africa?
Yes.
And like me not being able to say that would be the same as them not being able to say Smith.
Yes. They're like, oh, you can't pronounce that? Were you kidding me here at this point? By the way, how did Bazudenhout finish today? Is he done? What's he doing over there?
I got a side thing to tell you, and that's
Oh boy!
Not three straight, but he was 4 under. He went into the round finishing 1 under, so that was pretty frustrating.
Now, do you know who's leading up there, like Rocket T9. Mortgage? Yeah, do you know who's leading it? Give me that.
I have it up, Peter. I mean, now if that's not Quest, I got no prayer.
Man,
if that's not Quest. I mean, come on now.
As we just talked about,
did you think
about,
I was like, going to go like Kiest or something?
No,
did
I thought you
expect magic out of me.
No, you usually take it to the extreme, which I like. Like, for me, the fun of names is taking like the exact farthest that you can stretch a name. Like when you tied for eighth. Like if somebody just hits you like a Mullinax, like that's tremendous. But we know it's probably Mullino at that point. But I like extreme measures of
Hold on. Now you shouldn't even say anything, because I'm telling
what
you right now, when you just said Mullinax, I was talking about that's the guy's name.
I never heard that guy's name pronounced, but I have to assume it's Mullino.
Yeah.
You would have hit Mullinax on that?
Donnie, without hesitation. If you could have paused the world when you said, now, Trey Mullinax, because obviously you were better than say the correct name. Like, what's he about to say? Yeah. Like, what do you mean? His name is Mullinax there. I'm telling you right now, that's what I 100% would have said.
Now, you know which name I'm looking at in the Rocket Mortgage Classic today. I mean, there was a guy that's so hot, they wouldn't even let us bet. Where is he at?
You know what's funny about
that? There he is. Yeah, he's playing. He's one under.
Yeah, I found out why that happened.
Why?
Is CT Pan had to withdraw.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Before like teeing off, and he was an alternate. So essentially, I think it's the FanDuel Sportsbook being like, all right, we got to throw this guy in the field. No idea how to price him.
Wow. All right, now if you're looking at the updated leaderboard now, there's still a handful of golfers, Kevin. This is great. So we have great segments here. Handful of golfers still left. Can you see the guy all the way at the bottom of the list that's going to tee off at 222? Hit me with that guy. Canadian.
Gligic.
Man, this is good. Like, I don't...
Gligic?
I'm gonna go see, like, at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that probably makes a lot more sense.
Gligic?
That makes a
Tano Goya? So now that you start looking at some of these names, like, man. But again, these are the ones that you stumble over. Like, hey, the leaderboard consists of... Oh, boy. I didn't go over this name. You just let it rip.
If you look at the guy... who finished T23, because I bet him today, from Germany.
Yes.
Stefan Jaeger.
Did you call him Steven this morning?
Like, I think I might have, because I was think like, you am might, I supposed I think my to smart. Put the oomph yes. on it? Like,
because
you
kept
saying?
Going
like,
with a couple other players there, and I didn't want to hit you with like the stop sign because I got a good laugh out of that. I thought you might have called him Steven, which really would have made my day, but I didn't hear it correctly, and I was like, I want to see what he did on that because that's a pretty good one.
But I wonder how wrong that's considered. Do you know what I mean? Like, because that's Stefan is like a very I don't know how
Stefan Stefan. But I think we might get hit with a Steve one. Should have went. You go Steve Jaeger on that. I mean, that would have hit. That might have ruined the segment for me if you hit that guy with just a Steve. Like,
Jay.
I don't know his name's for names. Let's just go with his nickname, Steve J. There. Oh, tremendous stuff. See that? It's what we do here on a Thursday afternoon. A lot more fun to be had. Don't go anywhere. Stay right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thursday afternoon on the grid, it's Donnie and Kevin here, Sirius XM Channel 159 Moneyline. Get your phone calls in, 844-843-6879. I wanted to ask you this question, got sidetracked a little bit here, and it's about Kyrie Irving and the possibility of going to the Suns. Now, I always like to say Kyrie Irving is a bad actor. He's a very smart businessman because, why? Look at his bank account, and he is continuously going to basketball teams, not having it work out in his favor, and other basketball teams kicking in the door to get him on their team for large sums of money. Now, as I say that, if he goes to Phoenix, there's a limited amount you can do when he's not your player, and basically, you're over the cap already. But do we ever see in the NBA, like, hey, Kyrie, sign for his $5 million. I guarantee you we're going to go 3-year max deal the very next season we can with, like, your bird rights or whatever they would be. Because he's not going to just go and say, hey, you know what? You guys are all making a lot of money. I'll come there for $5 million and put in as much, you know, hard sweat effort as you guys are. Are there, like, yeah. And again, there can't be because you would get in so much trouble in the NBA. But there's got to be something that says, like, hey, you come here at this deal. I'll remember that. Wink, wink.
Yeah, I don't know, though, because, you know, people have said that, right? Be like, hey, listen, man, you come here, and if you get this thing right, you know, we're going to give you tons of money next year.
Yes.
It's like, was that in writing? What defines me doing it right? Like, you know, like, Donnie, Kyrie goes back there, has himself a great statistical season. The Mavericks lose in the first round in a competitive series in a 4-5 mm-hmm. matchup.
Yeah.
Is that a good season or a bad season? Are they taking care of him or no? Like, so stuff like that is always odd to me. But what I think's become abundantly clear is the Mavericks, and this was always the case when they traded for Kyrie. People who were like, ah, man, I don't know who's going to be willing to pay Kyrie. The Mavericks! They just gave up a ton to get this guy. There's no alternative for Dallas. And I think really what you're seeing is Kyrie knows that he's getting a monstrous bag from Dallas, but he's trying to see if he can actually secure that full max contract. And I think he has a good chance at it.
You do. And also, let's keep in mind, too, because, you know, as much as we say, like, oh, Mark Cuban will never do, like, a sign and trade because he doesn't want to get Kyrie paid and he leaves. If you remember that exact same scenario, and this is probably, what, now, I don't know, 15 years ago, maybe about, right around 15 years ago, when LeBron James left Cleveland to go to Miami. And I remember Dan Gilbert going, like, I don't care what happens. Like, I will wreck my team just to make sure LeBron can't get the full amount of money, which back then seemed like crazy. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you can only get $110 million instead of $130. Like, imagine the numbers that are coming out here today at that point. But eventually, the general manager in the front office group goes, hey, look, swallow your pride. Get the trade exemption. Who cares if LeBron is going to make $40 million more dollars if you sign this year? It's going to help your team in the long term. And they did it. So I know Mark Cuban, as much as he would hate to spurn it, but they probably would work something out. But he's every bit as smart to do that. It's why James Harden just didn't say last year, you know what? I don't care what happens here. Whatever Philly wants, I'll sign for because I like it here and they like me. Like, no. He's putting out feelers like, yeah, I'll go to Houston. Like, well, why is he doing that? Because the Sixers can't let him leave. And if there's legitimate interest, when the Sixers go, well, we would like you to just opt in or go 1 or 2 years for $30 million combined, he's like, no. Like, I'm going to go out there and see if one other team says they would want me, and then I'll come back to you, Sixers, and say, yeah, you wanted me at $20 million a year. Let's try $35 a year now.
It's the Harden stuff's really interesting, though, because he's making it clear that he wants this long-term contract more than anything else. And it does seem pretty clear that he used Houston to up-leverage and I think Houston's an option for him if Philly messes around. But I think his preference... I think I was wrong. I think I was wrong. And his preference does seem to be Philadelphia. But I still find Harden to just be so tricky, Donnie. And again, you can give better insight than I can as actually a Sixer fan. Like that Boston Celtics series. In two of the games, he gets the lion's share of the credit for winning those two mm-hmm. games. And in that seven-game series, one of the other games, he was fine. And in four other ones, he was absolutely horrendous. I mean, he was more bad than good in that series. despite having two great, great basketball games. A perennial all-star who led the NBA in assists last year. It's like this no-brainer max-level guy, but the low moments are so difficult. But then you factor, again, and this is what I think Philly has to hang their hat on, that not having many other options. They have to hang their hat on the fact that Doc Rivers was the biggest problem in that room. I'm serious. I know it sounds like a joke, because if that's what they believe, then you just run it back with Harden. Because, Donnie, the Sixers were great last season, regular season-wise.
Yes. And that's the whole thing. Because I understand if you were looking at a Sixers perspective overall and saying, you can't give James Harden that money. But I was looking at the opposite side. It's like, well, what happens if you don't? It's going to be Joel Embiid, you hope, is the MVP again. And if he's not, where does that leave the team in the regular season? You hope Maxey takes that next step. And what happens if he doesn't? Are you looking at a team fighting for the playoffs at that point? And also, you're right. Most people look at, again, the bottom of the barrel games from James Harden, which rightfully so at times. He was a 21-11 and a 6 guy in the regular season. That's why the Sixers were good, because every night you had a couple players, when James Harden is playing and playing effectively, Tyrese Maxey, James Harden, Tobias Harris playing like the fourth role, that's a decent basketball team. And you look right now, the odds to win the Eastern Conference, the Sixers are a player there. Why? Because James Harden is a part of that basketball team. Now, do you want to give him 4 years? No, you don't. Do you think the bottom might fall out? Yes, it will. But again, from a Kyrie Irving perspective for the Mavericks, you moved a lot to get that guy. You can't just lose him. Because in the NBA, it's not as if, Kevin, like, hey, by the way, James Harden's going to leave. Oh, man. Yeah, we got like $40 million to spend. We can go out and get the best free agent we can. No, you can't. Mm-hmm. No, you can't. It doesn't work like that in the NBA. Unless you've tanked for years and you say, hey, we have $100 million in cap space. Let's go. But the Sixers are so invested. If you lose Harden, you have like $8 million to play with on the open market. Yeah.
Exactly. No, that's the thing. The NBA stuff like that has always been a little tricky. And apparently with this new CBA, it's going to be even trickier. And did you see last night, Donnie, late last night, the Clippers waived Eric Gordon? Did you see that by chance?
No.
So here's why I bring it up. So Woj tweeted out that they were not going to guarantee his $21 million contract and he'd become a free agent. And the follow-up tweet was that the Clippers saved $110 million in luxury tax.
Yes.
What is it? What? What? So essentially, like, Eric Gordon was a $110 million decision. That's got to be the I don't care if the Clippers were like, listen, we're a championship away. That guy was making 1 year $110 million. If you kept him, yeah, I'd waive him too.
Yep. And how about this, too? So you waive a guy, Kevin. What was he met with, $21 million? There's still $18 million over the cap at that point with that. Which, again, is some of these NBA owners, and to be quite honestly, it really started in Portland. Do you remember the team that they nicknamed like the Jailblazers? I mean, they just put together every talented player they could at like a max level and got it. Like Pippen was on that team. There were so many stars. Now, it didn't work out, but Paul Allen was the owner. Back then, he was like the first big wig coming in from Microsoft going like, they're going to charge you a lot of, so what? I have endless funds. And then you take a look at Ballmer for the Clippers. That's why you say, it's like, hold on now. Like, I'm putting the team together that now I have not your payroll, Kevin. You're paying $169 million on top of your payroll because you're so far over. And that's when you take a look at some of these teams. Again, Golden State's going, hey, we'll sign everybody. Because their ownership has so much money, they go, oh, how much you got to pay? Extra 180 or so million next year on top of our... Yeah, no problem. Just pay it. The NBA wants a crack, and I agree with them, Kevin, because the longevity, you want everybody in the NBA, team-wise, to have a legitimate chance at winning a championship. Now, granted, the money is so big now, where the money is so big off the court. These guys are sharp, man. It's no longer, Kevin, like, hey, LeBron invested in a bad condo complex and he doesn't have any money left. Like, no, they are billionaires off the court because of what they do. So, okay, I can only make $5 million less. Yeah, I'll go there. So what? Because that's what I want to do. But the fact of the matter is, if you have equality across the NBA, at least some semblance of it, it does make for a better product.
Yeah, it does. But it also would be helpful, Donnie, if you eliminated a bit of the mystery for fans as to like what happened with some of this stuff here, because it is a little But also, then again, it's like Kyrie Irving's going to meet with the Phoenix Suns to bring this full circle. So fans go, oh, this is cool. Like, oh, this is it. Can this happen? So, but then, and then we kind of let Jordan know. It's like, no, not really. Like, no, not like, you know, it's not even possible. So
what does he sit down at that meeting? Like, what? He sits down at that meeting and goes, okay, we can offer you $5 million. All right, cool. I'm flying back to Dallas. Well, like, what is the meeting even about? Hey, Kyrie. What,
essentially,
I'll pay. Right. Like, I own a mortgage company. You do commercials for it. I'll give you $50 million. Like, I don't even know how you can even offhandedly do it. Like, he's taking the meeting, obviously, to show that I might rather be somewhere else to Dallas for more money. But if you're Dallas, you look at that and go, well, he's going to get $5 million bucks if he goes there. I don't get it.
Right, right. I think, and this is the other thing with that, right? So the one where they sit down, they meet with him, Kyrie's like, wait, are you willing to give me the max? They're like, yeah, but we can only do it in sign and trade. It's like, okay, let me know. And then the Dallas are going to go no, and that's, and again, it's like meeting over. But also, from Donnie, like, in terms of the way this luxury staff stuff like is all working here, I mean, would it essentially be a $500 million payroll? Like, would Ishbia become the only guy who's losing money owning an NBA team because of the way he's running things?
Yeah, and again, that's how much these teams are worth. I remember when remember Glenn Robinson, the big dog, came out of, I think it was Purdue. He went to the Bucks, and the comment, I think it was Cole, who used to own the team, goes, you know what? We can trade here. I will give you the franchise, and you pay me like $120 million over 5 years, and we'll call it a deal. Well, granted, now, NBA team's worth billions of dollars. So these ownership groups, and rightfully so, are going, well, I don't really pull money out. It's all against the franchise. And if I bought in at $1 billion, I sell in 3 years, it's $4 billion. So if I lose $100 million this year, well, look at all the money I still made. It's such a wild environment out there where they put in, and rightfully so, like the NBA goes, hey, you know what? We're going to tax you guys. You know, you pay an extra $5 or $10 million, that's going to hurt. Kevin, these teams are paying, again, close to $200 million, not on their salary, in a penalty. And be like, okay, makes some sense.
It's so – Pat Riley apparently said that part of the reason that they weren't able to really bring in Beal is they couldn't convince Mickey, the owner, pay the tax bill. And he's like, yeah, well, the new guy in Phoenix is willing to do it, you know? And a little bit of a shot there from Pat Riley, right? And that's kind of what you would expect from a guy like Pat. But also – In that shot taken at Phoenix, he basically just said, yeah, we were too cheap to make a move that would have helped our chances to win a title, right?
Yeah.
So, that's the other thing. The world where we're now like, oh, no, can my owner afford for us to compete is like, oh, gosh, that sounds like the worst version of the NBA imaginable.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, who you guys going to pay in the
getting, Yeah, like Don, like those, like the Tampa Bay Rays, like the NBA getting a Tampa Bay Rays is the worst thing you could imagine. And I know they're like the best version of it, but teams that just like never actually fill out their roster, gosh, please.
Yep. Hey, look, analytically, this guy can shoot threes. Analytically, this guy doesn't turn it over. We're going to play Moneyball in the NBA. We're going to have 3,000 people in our arena, and we're going to have some fun and get after it. And we're going to tangle with teams like Los Angeles with big payrolls. Yeah, thank goodness that doesn't happen. And it probably won't ever happen in the NBA. But good talk on the NBA. By the way, next segment here, we find out where JP's going. JP was firing away on RBI props on Nick Castellanos, who went ballistic yesterday at the plate for the Phillies at the Cubs. Wonder where he goes next. And also, we got to fit some time in here for the Royals and the Guardians. We'll be right back. It's Moneyline on a Thursday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment here of hour number one on the Thursday afternoon of Moneyline right here on the grid. Asani, Kevin, Padres 3-0 lead here over the Pittsburgh Pirates. This game now is in the top of the third inning. Looks like we have two runners on and two out here. So see if maybe more damage is coming with Jake Cronenworth at the plate. I did think a legitimate chance for an RBI in this game was for Juan Soto. Doesn't have one yet, but just did get a base hit. So just waiting to see what's going to happen here. Is Ortiz going to stay in the game? We'll see. But we'll keep you updated if anything does change there. Now, let's get to JP where he wants to go. I assume it's going to be here in Major League Baseball today. JP at Castellanos yesterday. Four RBIs. Only need one. Should have ran that up the flagpole, JP. Didn't talk about 10-1, 20-1 numbers. What do four RBIs pay? Got to be at least 20-1, 30-1, maybe even more than that. It's a rare day. Yeah. So where are we going today, you know, JP, in baseball? Early, late? What do you got?
Let's go back to the Phillies-Cubs game and take an RBI player again.
All right, so we're going to go Phillies, Taijuan Walker versus Kyle Hendricks. And I do think we have decent weather tonight in that Phillies game. Maybe some rain in the forecast, but doesn't look like it's going to impact really. 78 degrees, wind blowing out to left. So some good looks here. And it will be a Philadelphia Phillies player. Now, from my end of it, Hendricks looks like he has some pretty good splits. But if you're taking a look tonight, Schwarber, Castellanos, Stott, and Marsh. Could he just be going, Kevin, back on Nick Castellanos again for a quick double down? Is that possible?
Blastiano. I mean, it actually would be a strong move. You'd have to respect that, right? If he's like, look, double down this one. This guy's going to get an RBI
guy's hot.
Every day for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Low strikeout pitcher Kyle Hendricks here. By the way, the Phillies looking, I believe, to win their ninth straight road game, which is pretty impressive for them. Pitching coming alive, but that's where he's going. So we're going to have to figure out what the deal is going to be. Small ballpark, nice warm weather here. We'll see what's up. And also, top of the hour right off the bat, we'll find out where JP officially makes that play. But I want to take a look here at a 2-11 start between the Guardians and the Royals. There are some interesting RBI props in that game that we might want to jump in on. We'll get that and all much more in hour number two coming up. And your phone call is 844-843-6879. It's The Grid. It's Donnie and Kevin. It's Moneyline. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.